Hi, this is Will Clower. We're talking about the Ender this week and how to use it to prevent chronic consumption. Now, there are liquid Enders as well. We have talked about cheese and chocolate and peanuts and peanut butter, other kinds of nuts, and things that are rich in fats, fiber, and protein. Also, that you have to eat those small to make it work and take your time with it, blah, blah, blah. But there are liquid Enders as well. There are things like coffee and tea. Now, originally, coffee and tea was a zero-calorie drink, but now they've become milkshakes, and they're served in a venti pale O coffee, and those types of drinks are actually not so good for you. I know this is a surprise, and yet they are milkshakes, and just call it what it is. It's a milkshake, and that milkshake, the macchiato whatever caramel with the sugar and the syrups in it, don't get those. You can use a coffee or a tea as a liquid Ender. If you are at your desk or at work or at home and you're done with your meal and it's 1 o'clock, it's 1:30, if you have a cup of coffee, the effect of it is that it stabilizes your insulin levels so that you're not hungry. It just cuts the cravings. And coffee is very good for you. So is tea. Again, as long as you keep it under 500 calories, under milkshake level, just have the coffee, have the tea, not tea drinks, not coffee drinks, not things with syrup and sugar in it. Knowing that you can have a cup of coffee to cut cravings between meals is a wonderful thing, but treat it exactly like you treat your Ender, where you have high quality but low quantity, and take your time with it to make it last as long as possible. That's the secret. Okay, I'm Will Clower. If you guys have questions, let us know. Get in touch with us, info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.